Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. So glad you are joining me. You are here to create a life that you love, and I am so proud of you each and every day and every time you show up here on the rainbow with me. I'm so excited that we are here in March. We are marching on. Yeah, I'm not cheesy. And our word of the month, if you haven't heard so far, is confidence. That's right. January was consistency. February was go. And now we are walking in confidence. And I'm so, so excited. Next week, we have mental game coach Tammy Matheny on the podcast. Oh my gosh, she will be joining me. I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. It is all about the game of life. So you don't have to be an athlete to listen to this one, but if you are, it's going to help you out there too. It's such a great, amazing, inspiring conversation, how confidence is truly the key to our success. But not only that, but she has amazing ways to really master confidence in your own life, the game of life. Just how to do it, just how to exercise your mind like you exercise your body each and every day. So do not miss out on this conversation. That's right. Mental game coach Tammy Matheny. She'll be here on the podcast next week. That is Tuesday, March 12th. But of course, you can listen to it anytime. All right, my friends, what are we going to do this March? What are we going to do this year? It's time to wake up. That's right. Wake up. This is your life. Hey, guys, no more excuses. I'm not messing around today. I know I sound sweet as a Disney princess, but I'm serious about how I feel about this. We've been talking about capturing our dreams, going after our goals in our third year now here on the rainbow. You said you were inspired. So what are you doing with it? What is it about wanting to do something but actually doing it? Is it the fear of failure? You know what we say around here. There is no fail. It's redirection in the right direction. And you don't know until you go, sure, I'd love to have all my ducks in a row and know point A to point Z and everything in between and know that, okay, if I go after this thing that my heart has been whispering and is now yelling at me to go after, will I fail or will I succeed? Oh gosh, wouldn't that be great if we all knew? But we don't. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Even the most intuitive of us all does not know. But that intuitive spirit that we all have, if you really, really start listening to the yearnings on your soul, those whispers that say, come on, this is what you've always wanted, and it's not too late, and you've got to try. When you really listen to those things, your intuitive spirit will help you and guide you all along the way. And yeah, sometimes you're going to have to do a U-turn. We all do it on the highway, right? The highway, the byway, the country road, and in between. So you make a U-turn. So you get back on your GPS and you figure out the way to go. But this is the thing, my friends, I'm not messing around. We're going to talk about capturing our dreams in a way that makes us actually get up off that lazy boy chair and go. There's no such thing as failure, my friends. Let's keep saying it. The only fail is to not try. Repeat that with me. The only fail is to not try. Everyone is on a different chapter right now. So quit comparing yourself. Sure, I know. I hear you, peanut gallery. Oh, easier said than done. No, it's done. You do it. You stop the negative rhetoric in your head that everyone's doing all these things and I'm only here. Well, all those people doing all those things, they started and they failed in between and then they kept going. They kept showing up for themselves. They're on chapter 5. You're on chapter 1. So quit your boo-hooing. Quit comparing yourself. How far has comparing yourself to other people gotten you in your life? How far has it gotten you? Nowhere. Nowhere. If you admire someone for what they do, ask them how they got there. Learn from the greats. Learn from the success. And also in that, know they don't have it all figured out either. Nobody has it all figured out. There is no golden gate, golden key that says, This is totally how you do it. If there was, we would all be breaking down the Barnes & Noble for that book, wouldn't we? But there are moments, little keys that open the doors, that open the windows all along the way. And if someone excites you with the things that they do and you're like, wow, I'd really love to be there someday, then ask them, how did you get there? Read their book. And know that when I say they still don't have all the answers, that's because they're still growing, they're still learning, they're still journeying, they're still adding to their successes, and they're still failing while they add to their success. That's a big part of it, not being afraid to fail, knowing that failure is redirection in the right direction. So let me ask you, how far, again, have you come comparing yourself to others? Not far. You haven't even taken a step forward, except paid attention to who's in the other lane. Have you ever seen an Olympic runner looking towards anything or anyone but that finish line? No. Look at the finish line, my friends. Put the work in. Focus on your own lane, and you will always win. There'll be no one in your path. You have everything you need inside of you. I don't care what anyone else has said or done to make you think different, because you know what? None of that's true. Whatever whispers you have on your heart, that's what's true. It's time to listen, or the universe is going to turn you upside down on your head until you do listen. Funny thing is, that's how it wakes you up. You want to do it the hard way? Or do you want it to do it the way that your heart is whispering and telling you to go? Just go. Just go. Just go. Show up. Like I said, you can do it the hard way by not listening, or you can do it by the way, the path that was chosen for you. By listening to that yearning of your heart when you're frustrated and you're tight as a bud, sitting on that sofa watching everybody do all the things while your head is full of doubt and excuses. What is that? Enough is enough. Enough is enough is what I say. Enough self-doubt. Enough self-deprecating humor, deflecting all the things so you don't have to feel, so you don't have to try, so you can stay comfortably numb and uncomfortable. Why? Who wants to be comfortably numb and uncomfortable? Makes no sense. I'd rather be uncomfortable changing, trying, failing, which we know failure doesn't exist. It's redirection in the right direction, than uncomfortably numb and wondering what could have been. I don't want to be uncomfortably numb wondering what could have been. What kind of life is that? Are you worried you're too old to dream? You're not. You're never too old to dream another dream, write a book, to run the marathon, to change your career, to try something new. Did you know Oprah was fired from her first job at the age of 23? What about Tina Fey working at a YMCA at 24? Stephen King was a janitor living in a trailer. Kind of makes sense that he wrote all those really scary books and movies. But he was age 27. Vincent van Gogh failed as a missionary and decided to go to art school. Well, thank God. What about Harrison Ford? He was a carpenter at age 30. He had no idea Star Wars was in his future. Indiana Jones. Martha Stewart was a stockbroker. Checks out. At age 30. Interesting. Julia Child wrote her first cookbook at age 39 and had a cooking show at 51. And what about Vera Wang? Famed wedding designer Vera Wang did not design her first dress till age 40 after failing to make the Olympic figure skating team. In her 20s, didn't get the editor-in-chief position at Vogue, and then designed a dress at 40. Because why? Because she never stopped dreaming, and she didn't care what other people thought. And this is the thing. I know we all care what other people think to a point, but it does us no favors. And that's when you have to check yourself. This is so 80s of me. But check yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm not kidding. Yes, we're all going to have those thoughts sometimes, like, oh God, what is everyone going to think? Or, oh God, what if I fail? Oh God, oh God, oh God, all the things. Guess what? Those things will happen. Okay? I guarantee you. Things are going to happen. People are going to think things. They're even going to say things behind your back. Who cares what they think? Who cares? I could really care less what an armchair quarterback sitting there at home doing nothing says about my life. This is my life. This is the thing. The people who chat and do nothing with their life, they do not think of you or worry about you when they go to bed at night. So why are you spending so much of your powerful energy on them? Sleep soundly at night, my friends. You have big dreams to capture tomorrow. It's not about fame or about fortune. That is not the indication of making it. Making it is loving yourself, loving yourself enough to stop making excuses and get off your ass and get moving. This is our word for the month of March, confidence. So have you adopted the consistency of January? Are you going with the word go from February? Because now we're going to start taking that one step forward each and every day to go after the things that we want with confidence. It takes extreme courage to grow up and become who you were always meant to be. Stop crying yourself a river. Stop caring what other people think. I don't care if it's your family or your friends that doubt you. That's none of your business. What you're doing, the person that has to believe in you, is you. So take note of who actually does support you. Doesn't make some sly comment of jealousy. Surround yourself with those people that believe in you the way you believe in you. That includes family and friends. Life is hard enough than to be wallowing in self-pity and surrounding yourself with people who continue to add to your self-doubt. Let the naysayers go. Let them figure out their own life while you focus on yours. And to be honest, it's not life that is so difficult. It is often us that make it so difficult for ourselves. All the opportunities, all the abundance, all the love, all the grace, all the joy, it is right there for you. But you have to believe that you are worthy of it. Grow up and stop making excuses. Better yet, love yourself and stop making excuses. When I say grow up, I don't mean you're immature and you can't bring along your beautiful inner child. In fact, I encourage you, bring along your 7-year-old self. What have they been yelling at you all these years? To keep being childlike, that innocence. Keep believing. Believe in your dreams. You know, all the memes say adulting is for the birds. And to be honest, I'm always going to be a kid at heart. But that is because I haven't forgotten her. I haven't forgotten 7-year-old me. I believe in her innocence, in the innocence of my youth. So simply grow up in the choices you make, my friends. Listen to your heart, to your open heart, to see the rainbows, to grow each day more and more into a loving, beautiful human. Love yourself so wholeheartedly that you stop making excuses for all the bad behavior around you, including sometimes your own. Let the past go. We all make mistakes. When we know better, we do better. You need to go after the things that you desire with a heart full of grace for yourself. I don't care if that's painting on the weekends as a hobby or selling them at a gallery. Just do the thing that expresses yourself. You're here for such a short period of time. Stop making excuses. Life is very long when you're very miserable, and it is very short when you don't go after your dreams. Yes, my friends. I know you hear me say this a lot, but it's the truth. You're never too old to dream another dream. Yep, wake up, count your blessings, your rainbows, start moving forward in a positive direction. Today, do the things that bring you joy and give yourself grace along the way. We're all gonna trip and fall. Goodness, I tripped up the stairs this morning. I tripped up the stairs, not down the stairs, just tripped up the stairs. We all trip. We all fall. Good glory. We all make mistakes. We all trip and fall. Don't let anyone make you feel bad for that because they were too scared to even take a step forward, to even allow themselves to trip. They're just stagnant. You are not stagnant, my friend. You are vibrant. You are grace-filled. You are full of love. There is more abundance in this world than you are allowing yourself to be a part of. In this next month, my friend, it is time to create a life you love. It's not for the faint of heart. I know it. The journey can be tough, but it can also be paved with gold. When you are clear on your purpose, which is love, you listen to your heart, those yearnings on your soul that tell you, I really love this. I love to garden. I love to paint. I love to sing. I love to dance. I love to ride motorcycles. I love to be out in nature. I love to love on my family. I like to make cookies and drop them off at my neighbors. When you do those things, that's all part of your purpose, my friend. It's not about the $1 million mansion. It's not about the perfect job, the perfect relationship. None of that is perfect. None of that exists. It all becomes a beautiful, perfect, painted picture when you tend to it, when you tend to your garden and you pull those weeds out. Pull the weeds out of your life starting today. The people that don't serve you, the thoughts that don't serve you, the job that doesn't serve you. Creating a life you love is worth every moment. The journey right here, that's your destination. It's not a year from now. It's not 2 years from now. Yes, you might have a goal. Maybe you want to just get really healthy this year and you're thinking by this time next year, you know, I hope my cholesterol has gone down and I'm eating better. That's great. Yes, you will reach that. But in between, enjoy every moment. The journey is the destination. You don't have to be happy once you get there, because sometimes you get there where you thought you wanted to be and then you're unhappy and then that's pretty disappointing. I've been there where I thought I wanted something so bad, I really didn't enjoy the process of getting there. But once I got there, I thought, well, now I've got the golden ticket, right? Willy Wonka, I got the golden ticket. Let me in behind the pearly gates. And you know what? It wasn't what I really wanted. And I missed the whole journey along the way. The best part. Don't do that, my friends. Don't miss the journey. The journey is the destination. Going out to a friend for coffee, it might seem like frivolous. You might learn something really amazing that day from your friend. Every moment, every little thing, playing in your garden, going out to coffee with friends, taking a moment to give your partner a hug and a kiss before they leave for the day and when they come home. This is all part of the journey. This is the creating the life that you love. If you believe in your dreams, you can achieve them, but you must be clear. If you believe in your dreams, you can achieve them. Be clear on what you want. Creating a life you love is not for the faint of heart, but it's worth every moment you believe in your dreams. That's not a problem. Your dreams are right there waiting for you. And that's not a tomorrow problem, my friends. That's right now. It's time to reassess where you are and go into this next month with confidence. Confidence in who you are, what you want, and how you want to create it. It's not a start next week thing. It's a start today. This is your life. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.